For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Hundreds of volunteers will spread out across San Bernardino County on Thursday for the annual point-in-time count of people experiencing homelessness. The count gives officials a one-day snapshot of homelessness countywide and helps determine where services and federal funding should go. This year, the county plans to also pair the count with outreach terms, offering services and shelter to people who want help that same day. Volunteers include county and city staff, nonprofits, faith groups, students, and law enforcement. County leaders say the results are critical for securing grants and planning homelessness response efforts. Moreno Valley is the latest Inland Empire city to consider a temporary pause on new warehouse development. The City Council voted to direct staff to draft a resolution for a 45-day moratorium that blocks new warehouse applications only. City staff said at the council meeting Tuesday night that the action does not affect projects already in the pipeline. They say those developers hold, quote, vested rights that could expose the city to lawsuits if altered. City planners said Moreno Valley has more than 4,000 acres designated for industrial use. Most of that land is already developed, under construction, or entitled, leaving roughly 140 acres that remain vacant. Opponents of the moratorium argued projects should continue to be reviewed individually rather than paused citywide. The council is set to vote on whether to implement a moratorium at their next meeting. People would be prohibited from making, distributing, or selling so-called gas station heroin or thioneptine in California under a bill advancing in the state legislature. It's by Riverside Republican Assemblymember Jeff Gonzalez.
While approved in some European and Asian countries to treat depression or anxiety, this substance can produce both an opioid-like high and an opioid-like addiction when used recreationally. Multiple other states have already acted against this substance.
The bill proposes to classify thioneptine as a Schedule I controlled substance. People caught selling, distributing, or making the drug would be subject to civil penalties of $5,000 for the first offense and up to $10,000 for subsequent violations. The measure has passed the Assembly Judiciary Committee. It heads next to Appropriations. Experts in California consumer law are warning car buyers about yo-yo scams, where people take the car home but then get called right back to the lot a few days later to sign new financing paperwork, often at a higher rate. Suzanne Potter with California News Service explains.
Many buyers don't realize that the dealer can cancel the contract within 10 days. They're supposed to give people their money back. But attorney Gregory Babbitt with the Auto Fraud Legal Center in San Diego says some may be untruthful, telling clients that the financing fell through or pressuring people if they resist a new offer.
They tell them that they're not going to get their down payment back if they cancel the deal because they want them to sign a new contract. Those are the types of abuses that are going on every day, all the time.
New car dealers who are on the up and up try to make the original finance contract work because if they take it back, they'll have to resell it as a used vehicle. Buyers can protect themselves by knowing their rights. They can also get pre-approved financing through a credit union or use that pre-approval to negotiate a better rate at the dealership. Oxnard attorney Sparky Abraham says he has seen cases where the dealer missed the 10-day deadline, tried to take the car back anyway, and got nasty when the buyer tried to enforce the original deal.
If the client tries to assert their rights under the contract, the dealer sometimes will just go nuclear and go straight to the police and report the car stolen, even though clearly it wasn't. And the client can get arrested. I've seen clients lose their jobs. I've seen clients get prosecuted for stealing the car for many, many, many months before the charges are finally dropped.
Another variation on the scam involves a trade-in vehicle where the buyer owes more than it is worth. There have been cases where the dealer says they can't return the person's trade-in because it has already been sold, then says they won't pay off the negative equity on the trade-in unless the buyer signs a new financial agreement. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
For 91.9 KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.